Blog Talk Radio. Cause I've seen something that's gonna change our time. If I
brothers and sisters, we're back. Yes, indeed, we're back again, my brothers and sisters, for another episode. Another very, very precious episode of Hidden Gospel, Hidden Gospel Revealed. And I am your host, Eddie Mia of Covenant Remembrance Ministries. So very thankful to the Most High, yes, indeed, for this precious opportunity. Be back with you here again, speaking these very precious words. Yet these very precious words the Most High has granted me for the blessing of his people. The Most High has told me, and yes, indeed he has told me, that unto his cause I have some very important things for him. Yes, some very important things for him that I must do. And he told me that because of what I must do, he said to me that surely I would accrue some very powerful friends as well as enemies. He told me that in doing for him that which he has asked of me, he said to me that I would have his protection and his guidance. And for that, my brothers and sisters, indeed, I am utmost thankful. The Most High has told me, yes, indeed, my brothers and sisters, he has told me directly that I must tell you things, yes, that indeed I must tell you things that men have done some of everything they could. Yes, some of everything they could since the dawn of human fall. To hide, to deny, to pervert, to silence. And yes, my brothers and sisters, if they could, I said if they could, to destroy. But the Most High has a plan. Yes, my brothers and sisters, the Most High has a plan. And he has forsworn that even if the whole world be a liar, even if the whole world be deceived, Yah will yet be true to all that in advance he has spoken. His words, unlike the varied ideals of man, shall yet accomplish, I said, my brothers and sisters, shall yet accomplish all, even all, I repeat, even all that which he has spoken. The varied ideals of men shall in no wise, I said, the varied ideals of men shall in no wise dissuade the Most High from the course of that which he from the beginning has forsworn. His word shall not return to him void. Therefore, I would say to you, my brothers and sisters, I would say to you now, that there are many truths contained in the scriptures. The Most High foretold, or at least is foretold in his word. And many truths, my brothers and sisters, contain in the scriptures that you were foretold, it was foretold, it was forewarned, that the leaders would not speak. I said that the leaders would not speak, would not discern, would not teach. I want you to think about it. The gospel, my brothers and sisters, the gospel of the kingdom of Yah, the holy kingdom of the Most High, is not, I repeat, is not in any way, my brothers and sisters, of the world. It is not after any of the very differences of opinion of men. The true gospel, my brothers and sisters, I said the true gospel is a word from on high. Faith comes by hearing a word from Yah. The varying differences of opinion that seem wise to men, my brothers and sisters, are not the way of peace. I said the varying differences of opinion wrought of men are not the way of peace. nor are they the result of his Holy Spirit. If any man can believe that a multitude of contradictions that we see in this world are the work of the Holy Spirit, or a multitude of contradictions could be the holy testimony, such a man cannot be a disciple unto the Most High, because he will never discern. I said such a one will never discern in his double-mindedness, and his choice toward lack of discretion will never be perfected unto the will of Yah. The book of Jacob, they call James, in fact, speaks about the provocations, the temptations, the enticements in the nation, whereby so many enticed after the varied ideals, the various nations oftentimes would forget that our faith and our vow unto the Most High must bring forth unto the Most High a perfect work, complete after all that is revealed by the Spirit of the Most High that teaches all things, brings all things to remembrance. Reproving all sin, reproving all that has caused divisions among our people, reproving every misallegiance, the men discern Yah as he is. Well, I can only tell you that it is absolutely imperative that we seek the Most High. I said that we seek him for the truth of all that he is, that we not be deceived by any misrepresentation, any pretender, any charlatan, any form of worldly misrepresentation. We are forewarned in the book of Matthew, Matthew 5:14-24 in particular, that if we are beguiled after anyone who denies any part of the law and the prophets, we shall not in any case enter the kingdom of Yah. It says, cursed is anyone who does not confirm all that is written in the book of the law to do it. Meaning that if we cannot confirm the fullness of what is the covenant, my brothers and sisters, we are found guilty of unbelief. Think about it. We will be baptized in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. His name, my brothers and sisters, relates his authority. He does not sign a contract that has not ratified everything upon it. He does not ratify, seal, confirm a contract, sign a contract that it be a word of deliverance or be delivered. My brothers and sisters, if that word or that supposed contract does not uphold all, I repeat, all that he has spoken. Messiah comes for the restoration. Remembrance of all things the Most High spoke by the mouth of his holy prophets since the world began. I'm talking about Acts 3:18-23. Therefore I say to you, my brothers and sisters, we must ask ourselves, and that there are so many differences of opinion, debate and doubt in this world. Would we follow after these, my brothers and sisters, all these differences of opinion? If indeed we had sought the Most High in all things as he is. What does it mean when the scripture says, we must seek his face? Talk about those scriptures in a moment. We must seek to discern him, that we might not be deceived by any other. We must seek, my brothers and sisters, the fullness of his character, that we not be deceived after the designs of any other. But my brothers and sisters, many have looked at the multitude of diverse denominations and nations, all the various camps that are among us. And instead of looking for the face of the Most High himself, many have instead, my brothers and sisters, considered themselves wise merely to look at the front men. And the truth of the matter, my brothers and sisters, the heads of the congregations are not they who will decide the fate or the salvation of any man. I repeat, the heads of the various congregations, denominations, nations, my brothers and sisters, they won't even be able to judge themselves worthy of the kingdom. The Most High, my brothers and sisters, has already promised one and foreordained him from the beginning, saying that unto his holy name every knee shall bow and every tongue shall swear allegiance. But my brothers and sisters, there are those who would cause you to presume before the time that the standards that they uphold are sufficient, even though, my brothers and sisters, they never really truly kept the commands of the Most High. But the commands of the Most High, my brothers and sisters, are all that is necessary under more than just how men interpret the words. The commandments of the Most High, my brothers and sisters, are the word of the peace of his kingdom. And until we all discern after one common conscience all that is written in the scriptures, after a pure and perfect word, no one being misled after the varying, altered interpretations of another. Until then, my brothers and sisters, I repeat, until then, man is found in so many ways still yet guilty. I said man in some ways is still yet found guilty of serving another. The Most High, my brothers and sisters, is not the author of this confusion. The Most High, my brothers and sisters, is not the author of all these varied, differing interpretations of Scripture. The Most High, my brothers and sisters, is not the author of so much then, therefore, doctrine that has been taught among the churches that has kept the people from discerning the fullness of truth. In fact, we are commanded, it is a vow in the name of the Most High, who is all in everything that he is, that we seek all his will, that we draw no hasty conclusions. We have not what might be called a blurred perspective of him. We must discern, my brothers and sisters, his will in all things as he is, lest in some way, drawing hasty conclusions, not only do we lie, but we compel many to do the same. All scripture foretells the Messiah will come with an exceeding word in these last days to expose all the short-sightedness. Yes, if you will, the hasty conclusions drawn by men who so often hide the greater truths, that there be divisions among us rather than we all perceive it, the one true vision that the Most High from the beginning has forsworn. If we read Psalms 14, if we examine also, my brothers and sisters, Psalm 53, we find a very critical word. Says the Most High, in these, speaking of these latter days, have looked upon the sons of men to see if there were any one who did understand and did seek Yah. I want you to consider, my brothers and sisters, say they've all gone astray. There's none that does good, none that seeks all then that is good. All gone astray. None that does good, no, not one. Some texts relate in those verses that instead of seeking Yah himself, men have followed after the ways of evildoers who devour my people like bread. What it means, my brothers and sisters, is that so many of us, rather than seeking Yah as he is, have trusted in those, my brothers and sisters, so many times, double-minded in their agendas, more concerned about pulpits and thrones than the reconciliation of a people. And I dare tell you, my brothers and sisters, whoever has such an avocation, Scripture says is guilty even unto hellfire. Why? Because he compels men unto folly, denying the law and the prophets in some way, form, and fashion. And the end result, I said the end result of this, has been a falling from grace on the part of many. Even my brothers and sisters, a whole world. The grace of Yah reveals the truth that may not be exploited by misrepresentation. It reveals the law of the Most High beyond the flaw, the false law of men. Besides that, if you're my disciples, you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free. Well, brothers and sisters, how many discern the truth if they see beyond all the confusion that has blinded the minds of men for so many ages? I repeat, and I ask the question, how many have seen beyond all the illusions that must be overcome if men are going to be true to the holy name? Beyond all the obstacles of misconceits that have blinded the mind not to be able to perceive the greater truths. Dare men so quickly say that after, 45,000 denominations, 280 nations, they've seen beyond every obstacle? Or dare we, my brothers and sisters, refuse to acknowledge that the various denominations and nations of the earth and all their variant teachings of brothers and sisters and their variant partiality and pollutions have in fact been the obstacle. The greatest lies, my brothers and sisters, some of the biggest lies been told to hide the greatest truths. Every lie a man believe, every half-truth a man believe, already in blindness. Wherever men have been subject to institutionality that would not speak the whole truth, our brothers and sisters, the greatest truth is not what people think they know, but what they don't know. What men think they know, not giving full consideration to all the Most High spoken, that's not wisdom at all. You must understand, my brothers and sisters, that every lie a man believes is an obstacle against him discerning the greater truth. So I can only tell you, my brothers and sisters, we live in a society, a man-made matrix. But since the dawn of human fall, men, having turned away from certain truths, have established all manner of varying institutionality, political, social, national, and religious, whereby those in places of power have denied certain truths. I said, whereby those in places of power have denied certain truths, the men consider themselves complete, not having considered all that must, by faith, and what Yah reveals, must be considered. If a man believes that all that he needs to know has been taught by the variant rulers of this world, what else can he be but continually confused? If a man believes that all the variant institutionalities of a man are all that he needs to acknowledge, my brother says, I ask the question, what does a man call then his master? What does he call a savior? Dare he say that the salvation of man is after all the variant ideals of men? Or shall we not awaken to understand that we must discern far more, far greater, far wiser? Messiah said your righteousness must exceed that of the varying ideals of your rulers, else you shall not in any case enter unto the kingdom of Yah. We must, my brothers and sisters, realize what it means when it says salvation. When it said, my brothers and sisters, salvation is by the grace of Yah through faith, the gift of Yah, whereby you might know what to believe. Not all have heard the preaching of the gospel. Therefore, faith comes by hearing a word from Yah himself. Discerning the exceeding word that proves that your faith is in him and not some partial standard comes by a gift of revelation that's from him. And blessed are they who will understand it. I'd like tonight to give some consideration, some very powerful verbiage that is contained in the scriptures, that because many have not discerned what Isaiah 14:5 says, many of my brothers and sisters have not discerned who are the wicked they must overcome. Isaiah 14:5 says the wicked is the scepter of the rulers. But think about it. Rulers being double-minded, seeking to maintain pulpits and thrones after some insubordinate or partial standards, have not sought the whole truth, have not sought to awaken people to become that full, pure, and perfect work with which the Most High is pleased. In the book of Jacob, they call James, says, if any man be such, let him not think he receive anything from Yah. I want you to think about it, what the Most High told me directly. If any man believes in a multitude of contradictions of the work of the Holy Spirit, cannot be a disciple unto Yah. Well, men choosing not to hear Yah, seeking to oblige the varying ideals of men. Entire nations, my brothers and sisters, because of this, have not been found worthy. Entire nations, my brothers and sisters, under their varied allegiances, have invalidated the petitions and the prayers of many. The scriptures tell us well in Psalms 111, 10 through 11, that reverence for Yah is the beginning of wisdom, meaning that respecting that the Most High has a reference point unto which to revere Him. That is the beginning of wisdom. That means you must discern beyond all the indiscriminate diversitudes of man. If man will not do this, my brothers and sisters, he does not even begin to traverse the path of wisdom. And the path that he chooses will never allow him attainment until he is willing to realize that there's a need to seek a truth beyond what is common to men. Messiah said with very good reason that the gospel that he preaches is not of men. He said, I am from above and not from below. He said, if the Son of Man should make you free, you should be free indeed. But he teaches the word, my brothers and sisters, that is not of this world. Who is it that will understand that if we all were truly his disciples, there would not be so much blatant misconceit in the world? Far many would discern the hidden truths. If men, my brothers and sisters, knew to seek the Most High beyond the varying ideologies of men. I want you to consider what I just said to you, my brothers and sisters. The scriptures in the book of Yaakov tell us that we must overcome the variant provocations, temptations, enticements, stagnating then ideals of the nations. Nations oftentimes, brothers and sisters, seek that men not discern the whole truth, lest men discern the faulty foundations that they give themselves in allegiance to. Messiah said, if any man seek to beguile his brother against the law and the prophets, to make his brother foolish, he is guilty unto hellfire. My brothers and sisters, what does that mean for entire global systems? Entire nations and denominations. I can't tell you how many times I've heard men in places of power say they don't speak about certain truths because they don't speak about certain truths that are contained, certain scriptures that I've called out attention to in their churches. I've had politicians tell me about certain truths that contain the scriptures. They're too pure. Politicians and the people can't use them in this system. Then there's something desperately then wrong with this system, my brothers and sisters. Because any so-called system or governing so-called order of man, it has no room in it. But the exceeding word of the Most High, my brothers and sisters, is not a construct with which the Most High could ever be pleased. And it's not a construct that the Most High himself has made. So I'd like to call your attention tonight to a scripture. Many of you have heard it, but the question I ask is how many have heard this scripture in the context of its genuine meaning? Scripture I'd like to call attention to is in 2 Chronicles. I said 2 Chronicles, 7th chapter. I said 2 Chronicles, 7th chapter, particularly the 14th and 15th verses. And I want you to consider this scripture, my brothers and sisters, in the context of understanding that the scripture speaks about a generation that will seek the face of the Most High. Scripture speaks of Messiah and says, unto him shall the nations seek, and that his rest, his peace, therein shall be glorious. When all seek him, he says, the isle shall wait for his justice, his law, in Isaiah 42. Other scripture which I'm speaking to you is in Isaiah 11. Scripture talks about a generation. Yes, my brothers and sisters, a generation that shall seek his face. My brothers and sisters, I ask a question. Have men genuinely sought the Most High? For an absolute sense of discernment. as to what is his will, discern his message and his voice. The world had done so, my brothers and sisters. Men would have also understood according to the scripture that tells you that Messiah must come, because in all the world, men have fallen away from a covenant, and Messiah must come with the remembrance of all that is spoken to renew it. How is it then that men are so sure that what they have trusted today, the Most High will ratify as a covenant? I will tell you that he will not seal nor confirm anything else but the fullness of his word. He will not seal or confirm, my brothers and sisters, anyone but those who have discerned his word to a degree that if an adversary were to approach, they would have a strong enough sense of reasoning not to fall. And they, my brothers and sisters, what this means is that all must prove themselves stable in the knowledge of the word. I did not say, my brothers and sisters, convinced of misconceit, but stable in discerning indeed what they had heard from the Most High himself beyond all the variant contentious misconceits and misopinions of men. Most High is not going to build his kingdom upon an unstable foundation, my brothers and sisters. And in fact, all scripture relates to when the true foundation is revealed. When the true foundation is revealed. All the faulty standards and infirmity of a whole world among all the nations and cities. In that day, my brothers and sisters, when men discern the foundation they have upheld has been an infirmity, all the systems of this earth that have lied and deceived the mankind, not to attain to spiritual maturity, all of them shall fall. And in that day, when men no longer trust in lies, no longer trust in half-hearted, hasty conclusions after the agendas of men, in that day when men then are compelled to seek Yah and discern his will and to hear his voice, then will, my brothers and sisters, he hear the petitions of those who seek him for the fullness of his righteousness. So I'd like to call attention to this verse, as I told you before. At 2 Chronicles 7:14, understand the real meaning. It reads in your King James Version, this time I'm using the King James. It said, if my people who are called by my name shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, the Most High says, then will I hear from heaven and forgive them, will forgive their sins and will heal their land. And he said, the day will come and say, now my eyes shall be open. My ears shall be attentive unto the prayer that is made in this place. My brothers and sisters, this was a petition, a prayer. Solomon, in building the temple of the Most High, I can only tell you, my brothers and sisters, the day must come when men prove they are willing to hearken the Most High that he again build a temple for himself, as a place of sanctuary for his people, beyond all those, my brothers and sisters, who were dissuaded. It's important that we understand this scripture then in its proper context. Said, if my people who are called by my name, how about if my people who are called to honor, revere, respect his name, his authority? My brothers and sisters, is a people proud of the holy name who will not respect and honor its true authority, its integrity? I want you to think about it. Has mankind truly revered and honored the name of the Most High with respect for a reference point? Or have men just simply used the holy name to seemingly seek to ratify the ideals of their own hearts? If men were concerned, my brothers and sisters, to guard, defend, maintain, preserve, remember the holy commandments, or the commands that are the conscience of the kingdom that preserve its peace, I see a common agreement. So much dissension that exists in this world would not be. So the scriptures are saying, if my people are the people who are called by my name, called to honor my name, to honor the authority of the Most High, to honor his sovereign command, shall humble themselves. I said humble themselves. Many of my brothers and sisters that shall submit themselves to the greater will of Yah, rather than seeking to exalt themselves in their vanities or the multitude of their presumptuousnesses. Said men, they will humble themselves, their self-will, and pray, petitioning the Most High for understanding, knowing that his understanding is greater. And seek my face, he says. How about seek the face of the Most High and discerning indeed, my brothers and sisters, in absolution, who he is. Not left indiscriminate. Discerning him, if you understand what I'm saying, my brothers and sisters, like there being a crowd of millions, billions even, on earth, who will discern the face of the one, my brothers and sisters, that the Most High said would truly represent him. I can only say, my brothers and sisters, that those who know you well will discern your face, to know it is you and not someone else. What, there's somewhat 7 billion people on earth today? They would know the difference. My brothers and sisters, how many seek the face of the Most High that they might not be deceived after the pretenses of another? The scriptures are actually saying that his people must seek his face, seek him definitively, absolutely, to know him, his will, as it is true from the beginning, untainted, true to what the Most High says from the beginning is eternal, that they might not follow after another. What is the scripture saying? But that we must seek his face. They put down here, turn from their wicked ways. How about turn from the multitude of the ways of their wicked rulers? Lawless rulers. Lawless in the context that they did, would not consider all things and would not teach all things. He said, as a law to those who would be ministers, healers. He didn't say partially healed. That's what the word minister means. He didn't say teach part of his word. He said, go forth and teach all nations beyond their rulers all things which he has commanded. And the scripture says all the prophets speak by the spirit of the Messiah that is in them. All the true prophets. Look at First Peter 1:10-11 and understand. Why it says Messiah is going to come and hold man accountable for every word spoken by the Most High through the mouth of his holy prophets since world began. If any man, my brothers and sisters, defy that command and dares to call himself a minister, he sets curses in the earth, even to curse him, and set himself, my brothers and sisters, far from the grace of Yah. Whoever, my brothers and sisters, would read the scriptures to discern fully all the Most High has said, knows that Messiah himself and no other has the power. None other than Messiah himself is appointed to restore fully the agreement unto peace that the Most High says must be ratified by all his people if they are to become partakers in his kingdom. He didn't say at any time that those who trust those who deny the law and the prophets in some way, establishing other authority, did not say that any such as this would ever enter his kingdom. He said, in no case shall they enter the kingdom of Yah. All those who know to seek the Most High by faith know they must discern truth from the Most High. If you don't believe that you must seek the Most High to discern the truth, the world will not tell. And your faith, my brothers and sisters, is wantonness, unacceptable. It's not faith in Yah at all. You were told in advance in the scriptures there are truths that the real rulers would not tell you. The only way you can hear these things, my brothers and sisters, to know these things and have them ratified upon your heart is the Most High revealing them himself. So he said, my people will call to honor and revere my name, respect my name, respect the reference point that he gives, the absolution of his law. If the people will call by his name, would revere his authority, his sovereign command, to humble themselves, their self-will, and their presumptuousness, to plead the Most High, that they discern, that they also, my brothers and sisters, discern and be able to seek his face, his authority, above all else. That they turn from all the ways of the lawless, the ways of the wicked, the ways of those who hide the truth from you. That they turn from the ways of all those who, my brothers and sisters, who the pretenders who establish pretense. Then, when men are ready to listen to him, that they discern his will, knowing that it is their authority to convert and to forsake all the liars, all those who declare half-truths and hasty conclusions. When men are ready, my brothers and sisters, and are willing to listen to the Most High, to forsake the liars, the deceivers, then will the Most High hear from heaven and will forgive them of their misallegiances. How about forgive men of their sins, the multitude of fallen standards they've established before Yah, the divisions that men have trusted against divine vision. Then will Most High forgive his people the misconceits they have trusted, the false standards they have trusted, meaning that no man is forgiven while he continues to believe and uphold the lie. He says, when men are ready to hearken to the Most High in this fullness, then will he heal their land. Then will his eyes be opened and his ears shall give attention unto the pleadings that are heard. Wherever then, my brothers and sisters, I'm going to explain that in a moment. His people are scattered among the nations. To show what I mean by that, I like to call attention to Deuteronomy, the book of Deuteronomy. 4th chapter, 27th verse. Please hear me, my brothers and sisters, closely. Most High said, if his people turn from hearing him, he said indeed, if his people would turn from hearing him. Deuteronomy 4:27, Most High said he would scatter you among the nations. You'll be left few in number among the heathen, where the Most High shall lead you. I want you to understand, my brothers and sisters, men should ask the Most High that they not be led away after the provocations of the nations. He said, if man turned away from him to desire the will of another, Deuteronomy 4:28 says, there you shall serve God, the work of men's hand, the wood and stone, which neither see nor hear nor eat nor smell. But he said, you will seek the Most High, you shall find him. If you shall seek him with all your heart and with all your soul. So when you're in tribulation, Matthew, what the Most High told me the definition of tribulation is. He said, if ever his people are subject to any authority less than his own, how about scattered among the nations in diaspora? It is trouble, it is tribulation, it is confusion. It's definitely not salvation, my brothers and sisters. It's definitely not in agreement with Yah. That men have, after any of the double-mindedness, partiality, pollutions, debates, and doubts of the nations. So when you are in tribulation, that means also my brothers and sisters in diaspora scattered among the nations amidst so much indecision, without an agreement amidst so much warfare. So when thou in tribulation, all these things that come upon thee, even in the latter days, if you turn to the Most High and shall be obedient to his voice, for the Most High is a merciful Holy One, Elohim, he will not forsake thee, neither destroy thee, nor forget the covenant of thy fathers, which he swore unto them. Our brothers and sisters, Most High foreswore, yes he did, that he would bring his people back to him. So my brothers and sisters, the people he said he'd bring back, he did not say he'd bring them back according to their own self-righteousness. But my brothers and sisters, he said he'd bring back a people who will seek him for all that is his will. And blessed are they who will understand this, I said, my brothers and sisters, blessed are they who will understand this. For the Most High has a plan by which he will compel his people to seek him again when they discern the frailty of all the varying misconceits after which the nations, my brothers and sisters, have created so much turmoil, destroyed so much of what the Most High would have his people to awaken to. Falling so far from the truth, the scripture says in Isaiah 44:20 that they can no longer, or they don't have the power to live themselves, to see beyond their illusions. Scripture says the Most High shall cause men to have to partake of what they have sown, the ill seed that they have sown. And man discerning, if you read Isaiah 19 closely, discerning, my brothers and sisters, that the ways of the rulers have been deceitful, will seek beyond, my brothers and sisters, the variant kings, and prepare themselves for the coming of the one who reveals the light the world would obscure. Don't know what I'm talking about there? Please, my brothers and sisters, there's an article on my website called at hiddengospel.com. Her early church origin and forgotten mutual expectation. I promise you it is absolutely mandatory reading. All those who would enter the kingdom of Yah, because you cannot discern so much of the scriptures without the fundamentals that are contained there. I know it sounds shocking to say this to you, but these are the latter days when scripture says knowledge must be increased, whereby men might begin to understand, my brothers and sisters, what for a long time has been hidden. Blessed are they who are humble enough to understand that without the truth, my brothers and sisters, for many generations, many have fallen short. But my brothers and sisters, these are the days when men are being granted opportunity. I'd like you to consider, my brothers and sisters, so much scripture relates the idea, like Isaiah 41:21-42:4, that for a long time the Most High at one time sent prophets, because men were unwilling to hear him and always twisting his words. He said, for a time you go without prophets, go without that grace, that revelation from the Most High. He said, formerly he said unto his people concerning the prophets, here they are. He said, now when he looks, he finds no one preaching the good tidings that are the gospel, the whole sure word. They cast out every illusion, for purity and completion offers one choice. But how many of my brothers and sisters are willing to examine this scripture? I said, how, my brothers and sisters, how many of my brothers and sisters are willing to examine the fullness of all that's contained in the law and the prophets, that they might in all things be made complete? I want you to consider, my brothers and sisters, Proverbs 1:28. He says, then shall he call upon me. Talking about a time of great distress that should come upon the nations. Wish I had time to sit back and talk to you about Luke 21. Talks about the times when the time of the Gentiles come to an end, and men go being in great dread, discerning what is about to come upon earth. Most High said he's going to do a thing, my brothers and sisters, that most would not be prepared to believe if they were told. He said he's going to bring to bear all manner of wrath upon this world, till men are willing to hearken to the voice that he sends. How many of my brothers and sisters are prepared to understand it? It's an article on my website, www.hiddengospel.com. There's an article there called Secret City Prophecies that explains so much of this. It says, in a time of brothers and sisters, when according to Zechariah 13, he calls forth one he calls his sword to discern the thoughts and intents of the heart, who searches the hearts of men, Messiah himself. He said, awake, O sword, against the shepherds, the men that so many had thought were his friends. He said, you're my friends if you do everything, teach everything that he commands. Have they sought to do it? Think about it. When so many find out, my brothers and sisters, that after their rulers, they've been taught far less than what need be, then, my brothers and sisters, in a day of wrath, shall men seek the Most High. Proverbs 1:28 says, then shall they call upon me. Some, my brothers and sisters, but he said he will not, because many did not listen. Many called and they did not listen. Oh, I need to talk to you about Isaiah 65. He said, because when I called, you did not listen. I spoke, you did not answer. He said, I deliver you to the sword. My brother and sister, that some will come of a repentant heart, the Most High will choose to hear. When they prove themselves genuinely humble, when they prove themselves genuinely diligent, prove themselves diligently repentant. All the ungodly words and doctrines they have believed and spoken. Please read the book of Yehuda, they call Jude. The petition that we contend for the faith that was once delivered to the saints. Where he says Messiah has to come in the last days beyond all unbelief to convince men against all the ungodly words and doctrines that they have spoken. Yes, my brothers and sisters, that's the prophecy concerning these latter days, that all illusion be cast aside, that the truth be heard. He said, some, my brothers and sisters, because when he called, they did not listen. He said he would not answer. But some, my brothers and sisters, realizing the turmoil that is in the earth and the need to seek the Most High diligently, he said, they will seek me early. But some, my brothers and sisters, he said, would not find him. Oh, I need to talk to you about the scriptures that are over in Daniel 12:10 says, those who have done good work shall understand, and time and knowledge shall be increased. 2 Kefa, 2 Peter, 1st through 12th verses, talk about being diligent if you want to make your election or call to understanding sure. He did not say that those who were indiligent or did not care for the perfect truth, he did not say that they would discern in due time. Messiah said he made no request for the world, and those who choose to be indiscriminate without the concept of what is divine authority. He said he made no request, but then, my brothers and sisters, for those who seek the will of Yah to sustain the sanctity of his name, word, and promise. I want you to hear me, what these scriptures says. For they that hated knowledge and did not choose the fear of the Lord, they would have none of my counsel, and they despised all my reproof. Therefore they shall eat the fruit of their way and be filled with their own devices. In other words, the result of, well, let's say what comes as a result of them refusing to hear divine instruction, they shall partake of. They shall eat the fruit of their own way and be filled with their own devices. For the turning away of the simple shall slay them. For in other words, because they turned away from the truth, those who lacked experience, they took advantage of men's ignorance. He said that sin shall slay them. And the prosperity of fools shall destroy them. In other words, because wicked men are set in power, because men didn't see the greater conscience, it would be to their detriment. But he said, whoever hearkeneth unto me shall dwell safely, and shall be quiet, or shall be safe from the fear of evil. He said, my son, if you will hear my words and hear my commandments with thee, so that you incline thine ear unto wisdom and apply thy heart to understanding. Yea, if you cry after knowledge and lift up your voice for understanding, if you seek wisdom as silver and search for her as hidden treasures, then shall you understand the reverence of the Most High and find the knowledge of the Most High. My brothers and sisters, I can only tell you that in the book of Hebrews, it tells us, in the 12th chapter, we must hearken the Most High, lest we fall from the grace of his discipline, lest we be left reprobate. But I can only tell you, my brothers and sisters, man, after all the varying ideals of the nation, has for a long time refused to hear the Most High because men were so heavily convinced after the doctrines and ideals of another. Partial standards, my brothers and sisters, with which, again, Most High cannot be pleased. The question that now must be asked is this. Scripture says the Messiah is appearing. Kings should shut their mouths because of him. All their doctrines put to shame and silence. Because after the testimony of the Most High, even Messiah himself, I'm talking about Isaiah 52:15. It says men shall consider what for a long time they had not, even for many generations, if you examine all the scriptures closely, they had not considered. And they who will believe his report, my brothers and sisters, are those who then know to seek beyond all the rulers and kings. Because indeed, those who have been more concerned for pulpits and thrones, denominational and national titles, my brothers and sisters, have not revered the name of the Most High, which is above them all. Well, again, my brothers and sisters, the rulers of this world have not taught the gospel. The pastors of this world have not taught the gospel. So the gospel, my brothers and sisters, simply stated, is not of this world. And the Most High sends prophets. Yes, in fact, the scripture said in the latter days he would send a prophet. My brothers and sisters, declare the things that others would not. But how many of my brothers and sisters, when that one comes, will be prepared to discern, hear, or obey him? The one who Most High has confirmed and approved from the beginning to search the thoughts and intents of the hearts will not confirm anyone, my brothers and sisters, who will not hearken to the fullness of his word. For how else shall he build a kingdom, my brothers and sisters, but that all will be called by the name of the Most High must respect that his name declares he is all and everything that he is. He said, those who would deny the law and the prophets, and I can tell you now there's so much contained in the law and the prophets that most have hardly listened to it all. What if I were to tell you, my brothers and sisters, the scriptures don't relate Messiah coming from the sky, as so many want to tell you. In fact, the scripture actually means he comes with a testimony that is from on high. Clouds were oftentimes related as messengers of the Most High as to what is to come. They put in the clouds, how many comes like a cloud, like a messenger from on high. What about Isaiah 49, where it says, Messiah in the last days will come saying, listen to me, O isles, hearken to me, O you nations. Most High has called me from the womb and from the body of my mother. He made mention of my name. What about if I told you the very first prophecy in the Bible that talk about all nations gathering unto him who conquers all the nations? It talks about him coming from the midst of a city. Numbers 24:14-19. To destroy, my brothers and sisters, all those who would preserve the wicked ways of this world. Revelation 16:12-21 says the same. Isaiah 25:1-3-10 says the same. Isaiah 19:18-25 says the same. Isaiah 66. Then you read from the 6th to the 15th chapter says the same. In every case, Isaiah 40-41, Isaiah 44-45. Isaiah 48-51, all these scriptures repeat again and again. The one called Shiloh, unto whom all nations must be gathered and converted. It relates he must expose all the folly of all the nations, all the foolish, fleshly, flawed standards of men. He must expose them all, that the obstacles be removed, the men discern, my brothers and sisters, beyond all the veils of blindness, short-sighted standards that have blinded all the nations, that men discerning beyond all these shall at last be willing to hearken to the guidance, even the saving word, the healing word, the word from the beginning that wasn't for any of these nations and different ideologies came to be. He must remove every obstacle, my brothers and sisters, the men have trusted and have continued to trust until they learned that these things were not trustworthy at all. Over and over again, my brothers and sisters, that is the plan of the Most High. How many are willing to hear it? I can only tell you that the rulers of this earth have chosen that you not even discern who Messiah is. They've had you believe in a Christ, a Greco-Roman term, and not a Kurdee. Oh, do I need to explain that? Look it up sometime, this word Christ and this term Christian. You might be quite shocked. Pagan sun worshippers called themselves Christians hundreds of years, my brothers and sisters, before the birth of Messiah. And related to one anointed after the ideals of many pagan gods, and not the one, and certainly not the Holy One of Israel. Christ, Christos, is in fact a Greco-Roman pagan term to preserve all the diverse ideologies of the rulers. Calling themselves the most favored of all the pagan and contentious warlike gods that they served. Therefore making the kings as the most favored of all these contentious deities, false gods, false standards, making themselves saviors of both heaven and earth. Deceiving the masses, my brothers and sisters, and that was their concept of a Christos, a Christ. Look up that word, Jesus. H-E-S-U-S sometime. H-E-S-U-S. You might be shocked to find that this Jesus Christos that was worshipped, after the ideologies of the heathen, long before the birth of Messiah. Our brothers and sisters, you need to ask the question what that sounded like, what that meant to the pagans of the day when they chose not to call Messiah by the title that relates that he would deliver his people from their sins, from all the misallegiances, from all those who caused them to transgress or be prideful, my brothers and sisters, in unrighteous, partial, and polluted standards. They had men to believe that they could be redeemed by faith in sin, fallen standards, not the righteousness of Yah. That they trust, my brothers and sisters, in falling short of the mark, missing the mark, falling short of the glory. My brothers and sisters, never was a bigger lie told. Most High never gave anybody a right to declare a standard less than the seeker to for all that is his will. So I got news for you. All that men have learned throughout the course of the ages in this world is only partial, my brothers and sisters, relative to all that the Most High will teach his people in the day when all obstacles are removed. And he rules from his throne in Jerusalem. Oh, I wish I had time to talk to you about how Zechariah, if you really understood it well, talks about how from year to year, Messiah himself is going to receive updates from the Most High toward the, let's just say, toward what this world must become. And the only source after which men shall receive that exceeding testimony will be from Messiah himself, meaning that all should be obliged to hear him. Something, my brothers and sisters, for a long time men have not done because they've trusted rather in their various rulers. I want you to think about something, my brothers and sisters, and this, the truth is what it is. If this world, this society had upheld the Shema to seek the Most High with all mind, heart, soul, and might, truly being converted, seeking all the truth for the good of one another, there would indeed, my brothers and sisters, have been a restoration. The various rulers of this world have flattered the people not to realize the need to do so. Men have not sought his face, my brothers and sisters, but have sought the misrepresentations established by men. Men elected and exalted by men. The scripture says, we're quite foolish if we believe that those that men have elected and put in power have a greater authority than him whom the Most High himself has chosen. Most High calls abominable the rulers who will not declare you the word that is declared eternal from the beginning. He calls them misfits, something not shaping after his will. And Messiah comes to expose all their principles and precepts, trodding the king down, the scripture says, a pot of treads clay. Please read Isaiah 41:21-42:4. And discern the one who will declare to mankind the solution in returning to the truth that was before all these varied institutions existed. That all the nations, my brothers and sisters, realizing the folly of the rulers, shall wait for, seek after, look to, guard, maintain, defend, and remember his law. That's the redemption of this world the scripture speaks of that destroys this Babylonish worldly misconceit. The confusion, my brothers and sisters, is all the varying ideas of the beastly nation that refuse to reason as one. The end of the confusion, my brothers and sisters, would be the beginning of absolution in the world. An absolution recognizing a pure, perfect standard that offers only one choice. That is the only hope of salvation. So I have to ask this nation, this world, has it really sought indeed the face of Yah? Has it truly sought, my brothers and sisters, truly all that is his word, that no one be confused? What does it mean to seek the face of Yah? That men may turn away from the ways of the wicked, the false doctrines of the lawless. That's what the word wicked means. The evil, the deviants who refuse to seek pure, perfect stability. I want you to consider, my brothers and sisters. I want you to consider. Yes, I want you to consider. In this society, have men pleaded for all that is divine righteousness? And they sought for the perpetuation of all, my brothers and sisters, that is the will of Yah, or for the perpetuation of personal licentiousness, therefore lawlessness. Has this society sought the faith of the Most High, that he not in any way be foolishly misinterpreted or misrepresented? Or has it fundamentally and sacrilegiously sought to defend every manner of misrepresentative deception, seeking so often to appease the varied ideals of men that men have tricked themselves or brothers and sisters out of a covenant with Yah, that many dare to say that since no one knows for sure that all are justified in their pretenses? Or brothers and sisters, that's just a massive lie. And it's time we must realize the Most High knows the difference between those who seek and hear him and those who choose to presume after the will of another. Isaiah, my brothers and sisters, in the 59th chapter said the Most High has looked upon the sons of men and seen no intercessor, and he's not pleased. Zechariah 10 says he looked upon men and saw that there was no shepherd. He says, for this reason, he will send one called the nail, the cornerstone, the battle bow. I've got news for you. That one is Messiah himself. To understand, you need to understand Isaiah 22. You need to understand Isaiah 28. You need to understand, my brothers and sisters, Isaiah 41. In each case, it's talking about the one called Shiloh, unto which all people should be gathered, the shepherd. Genesis 49, particularly that 49, and then that 8th to 12th verse, it relates to him who comes in the latter days, that all must convert unto his righteousness. And blessed are they who look for him, who discern to declare the truth beyond all. I want you to consider, my brothers and sisters, why has the world a long time been without a shepherd? The question to ask is this: has it wanted one? Has it awaited what the Most High declared? Or has it chosen to believe otherwise? I know the churches and pastors oftentimes tell you when Messiah comes that they're supposed to be ready. Brothers and sisters, the scripture said never one time that the leaders of the churches in these latter days would make anyone ready. In fact, the leaders are making sure that people don't discern the greater truth. What did I tell you about the pastors have told me directly? Hey, certain scriptures they don't talk about in their churches. So they have the power to bring people out of the world after their own ideals. Time to be wiser, my brother and sister, much wiser. Scripture says in the last days in Isaiah 41, men will find out that for a long time they've been without a prophet. Like I said, it's because men have not been remotely, unilaterally prepared to universally hear one. A society that after its own ideas provokes the Most High, refusing to hear him. And so many of my brothers and sisters, ways my brothers and sisters, when think about what the scripture says in Hebrews 12, he will not hear the Most High, will not accept or will not receive his instructions, a bastard and not a son. For this society has forsaken its father, bastardizing itself to fall from his grace and his favor, fall from his instruction. And my brothers and sisters, Most High said all he loves, he reproves. Well, guess what? The true son and the father will desire the reproof of his father, knowing it is wise. So man consider continually rebuke the Most High and all that he would tell him, and still be considered a faithful son. My brothers and sisters, after nothing of this world is any man saved, made whole, complete, the Messiah, the anointed one, who after the Spirit of the Most High will comes to teach all things and bring all things to remembrance, after no other, my brothers and sisters, but one who the Most High said he was sent in his appointed time, after no other, my brothers and sisters, is there true salvation. For the scripture says the Messiah himself will expose all unrighteousness. That unto him, my brothers and sisters, every knee shall bow and every tongue shall swear, because all shall realize that the greater truths necessary to exceed the illusions came through none other but he himself. I got to ask a question, my brother and sister. Shall Yah favor a society in which it gives license to all manner of presumptuousness proves that it does not truly love, seek, nor favor him? Should Most High favor a society that truths that refuses to hearken, to listen, to seek, or to love him? So the Most High favor a society, my brothers and sisters, that prefers all the diversities of men. It does everything it can not to humble itself, to seek him as he is, therefore giving license to a multitude of exploiters. So the Most High favor a society that refuses his ways and prefers the ways of the wicked, the lawless. So the Most High favor a society, my brothers and sisters, that does not seek him to discern how not to lie, that prefers divide and conquer tactics rather than a healing word. I see scriptures in Malachi's second chapter where the Most High says Messiah to reprove the priests because they have not put the law upon the hearts of men, caused men to be treacherous against his covenant. He said he would humiliate him because the leaders have been partial in the law, not taught all everything necessary to be lawful. It talks about how the leaders have compelled the people to believe that evil is good and good is evil. If everyone is good after his own devices, Messiah comes to expose that lie when he restores righteousness as of old and purges out of the temple of the Most High, my brothers and sisters, destroys out of the temple of the Most High all those who have dealt so treacherously against the people. Read Malachi closely and understand. But the pastors tell you this. Scripture said in advance, they were not. Because if you read the scriptures closely to discern all that is there, you find there very critical truths contained in the law and the prophets that they all have neglected, therefore leaving them all to be counted before the Most High guilty. I ask the question, has this society sought Yah to assure that the voices of pretentious and self-serving lies are reprimanded? Has this society sought Yah to assure the voices of misrepresentatives are exposed? For a long time, a man would not hear a prophet sent to speak the greater truths. Yah, for a long time, my brothers and sisters, has not sent true prophets to declare the whole word. Like you said, he looked upon the sons of men and saw there was no intercessor, none who petitioned for the whole truth. He had to send for them one he said would be the heir of his righteousness, a faithful one who would hearken, that he promised from the beginning would be faithful. How many of my brothers and sisters are willing to admit what the scriptures truly have to say? But after the world has hearkened to no prophet, true prophet, for a very long time, what does the scripture say will occur when the Most High indeed does send a prophet? Well, the Most High send one who is not a soothsayer, who does not seek to comfort them in their vanities, nor fatally flatter them to give them what they want to hear after tickling ears. Scripture said in advance that the world would reject the testimony of that one. Then the day the Most High proves who he is, a whole world will realize in great shame what the scriptures mean when it says they will find that they have. Well, the scriptures put it this way. Every eye shall see him, and all the nations of the earth shall mourn, and they shall mourn for him whom they have pierced. Some texts say, how about the word that means rejected? They shall mourn for him for whom they have rejected, discerning that he, in fact, is the firstborn son. I would tell you, my brothers and sisters, more than what is said, but why it is said. Blessed are they, my brothers and sisters, who discern the need for the perpetuation of what retains the holy name, but preserves a word of honor. Most High has promised an heir of his righteousness, one whom he said that he would teach. And all else, my brother, all others might understand. But the society we live in today has intrinsically, innately, and fundamentally set itself up for a fall. For from its very beginnings, as the ideals of its founding fathers, seeking to uphold what he calls life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, denying the perfect will of Yah, liberty for all, freedom according to everybody's differences. Like I said, men have just tricked themselves out of covenant with Yah. This society, my brothers and sisters, has intrinsically, innately, and fundamentally set itself up, as I say again, for a fall. For from its beginnings, it has cursed the name of the Most High, refused to recognize Yah truly as he is, and has actually licensed every perturbation, every manner of confusion, every manner of deceit, as blind eyes not discern Yah truthfully and absolutely as he is. That is not trust in Yah, my brothers and sisters. It's time we all waken from this drunkenness of Babylon's wrath, the wines of Babylon's wrath, and become again a sober people. An indigent society is showing itself less than concernedly reverent for the sanctity of the holy name. It's a sacrilegious one, my brothers and sisters, that feels like it can say, do, or whatever it will, even against the Most High, and expect to be favored, because this is America. Brothers and sisters, it's time to wake up. The fact that the system that we live in has not recognized what is the vow to the Most High when it says he swears allegiance to what, God and country? How about swears allegiance to uphold all the varying ideals of men against the Most High? It's more like what has happened. Fair effect of the system. The people are in it. Have not sought the pure, perfect truth of the Most High, but have allowed all manner of absolute sacrilege. Is evident of an innate indigence, an innate lack of knowledge. My people destroyed, my people in controversy for lack of knowledge. For lack of knowledge, my brothers and sisters, under lack of knowledge because they seek to preserve the controversy. My brothers and sisters all are far from grace, are far from the favor of the Most High, because my brothers and sisters, it did not say man would be favored for unbelief, but for choosing to believe beyond the contentions, who will understand it in this time. What this nation calls freedom of speech, my brothers and sisters, is evidence of an incognito ignorance. Freedom of speech? Freedom to speak whatever against the Most High? And call it to the good of mankind? Men speaking whatever they will because they said no one knows for sure and prefers that men ever never do know? You preserve a mass of partialities and perversitudes, a multitude of hasty conclusions, my brothers and sisters. Do you compel the people to see the absolute? Or is this not, my brothers and sisters, the maintenance of the divide and conquer tactics to assure the people never come strong enough in faith beyond all their rulers to awaken to what must occur to establish the higher kingdom of Yah? Why do people seek and not find? What scripture says, seek him while he is near. Seek him while he would hear. How many of my brothers and sisters have been desirous to hear all the Most High would declare, that we be redeemed indeed as his sons and daughters? How many of my brothers and sisters, when they call out to him beyond all selfish, selfish aggrandizement, discerning what it means when Messiah appears, unto him every knee shall bow and every tongue shall swear, even all those my brothers and sisters who had sought to exalt themselves as leaders must bow before him and seek his confirmation. How many will understand, my brothers and sisters, that in that one is called to judge all, that the men must seek him to be acceptable before him. What scripture say? Seek the Most High? Why? You might be approved. Study to show yourself approved unto all and every good work, fully furnished unto all good works. Because before the Most High denies himself, he will deny us. And please look at all the 2 Timothy 2nd chapter and understand. He didn't say anyone was welcome, but those who would strive diligently to keep guard, maintain, seek, and remember his commandments, that they neither add nor take away anything. The society has not taught this, my brothers and sisters. And Allah, there's a tremendous amount of truth that men have considered unnecessary. Why, my brothers and sisters? Because they have been taught of Christ, a polytheist anointed of many, rather than the one anointed after the spirit of one. An unholy, unclean, tainted spirit has deceived the masses, having sworn allegiance to a society whose diversitudes prevented from seeking the face of Yah. Absolutely. How many of us are ready to understand? How much, my brothers and sisters, in refusing to seek Yah for all that is his will, men have snared themselves in cages, established after their own presumptuousnesses, seeking supposed freedom according to every man's beliefs. Like I said, men have only enslaved themselves in a devil's cage, thinking that Yah favors all these contentions. My brothers and sisters, men have loved the heart of a devil. But Yah is one, and there are none of these contentions of man in him. Like I said, Rome sought to supplant the pagan concept of an anointed one against the true. But so many of you never heard the concept of the Kurdi, the one who brings the invariant light, pure light of the Most High, not tainted after the ideals of another, and certainly not after the varying ideals of men. People in the East understood the meaning of that term, and they wanted to wipe it out human vocabulary. Supplanted with their concept, Christ. And my brothers and sisters, I can only tell you, the concept of a Christ was never unto an absolute, but unto the preservation of confusion. Who was willing to understand it at this time? But the scriptures speak against when they speak of that system, having horns like a lamb and speaking as a dragon. Compelling men to believe that a fork-tongued devil speaks the word of Yah. That me and my brothers and sisters, if they were called to recognize the absolution of one, they would not even realize to call it love. It's as if men have believed, my brothers and sisters, the Most High aspires to all the differences of man, rather than realizing that it is man that must seek the absolution of Yah. What scripture in Isaiah 29? How about that scripture? We can talk about that one. Isaiah 29. Talking about how the vision evolves, become like the words of a book that is sealed. So busy seeking to appease men. What did Apostle Shaul say in Galatians? If you seek to appease and please men, he cannot serve Yah. So many seeking to appease men, their vision has become dull. Men have turned things upside down. The scripture said, with their lips they draw to him, but their hearts and understanding is far from him. Their worship towards him is after the precepts and doctrines of men, after the varied ideals and teachings of men and not Yah. But who is it, my brothers and sisters, that will discern that men have done corruptly and deceitfully? Most High has promised that a day will come that his people will again see beyond all the leaders and will see out of obscurity. Indeed, the words of the book, the words of the Most High commanded, the men must receive them. Beyond all those their brothers and sisters have sought so long to blind them. Hmm. Now will be confirmed, my brothers and sisters, for those who seek the testimony that is complete. But that is the word of Yah. I ask a question, my brothers and sisters. Considering some of the news of the day, should men say that they can write what they will, speak what they will, draw what they will, whatever they want, sacrilegiously, even against the Most High, and expect to be favored by Him because this is, as they say, America? No, my brothers and sisters, and some of you might know what I'm talking about, but by no means am I one who aspires to the doctrines that are taught in that book they call the Quran. But, you know, I look around today and, you know, in the Quran it talks about you shall not, basically it says you shall not defame the character in any way. Or this one they call Ibn Abdullah Muhammad. Well, let me tell you something. Scripture says once the false prophets take over, the false church takes over, the church that murdered so many who knew the truth. Scripture didn't say that anyone would restore the covenant, but the Messiah, even Yeshua himself, automatically negating the testimony of the one called Ibn Abdullah Muhammad. If people knew the truth, they would understand that Islam in so many ways is very definitely a Western creation. Twisting, my brothers and sisters, some of the ideas that existed in the East. How many of you understand, my brothers and sisters, when the scripture talks about Jeremiah, talks about the one who destroys Babylon once and for all, Jeremiah 51, it says, King of the Medes. The word for Medes is Mahdi. The concept of a Mahdi who destroys all the confusion of the nations, exposes all the confusion of the nations, an ancient idea echoing the concept of the one called Shiloh, the one who brings peace by exposing all the misconceits of the rulers in Genesis 49. 90
seconds.
Genesis 49, reading 1 through 8 through 12. One who makes all the precepts of the rulers, he trods them down as the potter treads clay. He gives them as dust to his sword, driven stubble to his bow. Please read Isaiah 40 through 41 through 42 and understand who the voice crying in the wilderness is speaking of. The sermon, brothers and sisters, who the early church knew Messiah is and why this is not the second, the third time of his appearing. Even according to the testimony of Isaiah himself, who, speaking of the one who delivers his people from Babylon east first and then in the interim gives his life to expose the rulers who condemned him in his resurrection. And in the latter days delivers his people from Babylon west and from all the various nations where they've been scattered across the whole world. They didn't tell you about this, my brothers and sisters. They haven't preached to you the gospel. The time has come that the gospel should be preached and must be. Woe to those who believe that because they are in a particular, under a particular government, they need not adhere to the truth of the gospel. Messiah said, go forth and teach all nations everything, and to teach all and everything the Most High declared is every lie, and blessed they will understand it. To speak again, my brothers and sisters, Benedim Yah of Covenant Remembrance Ministries, unto his might, unto his honor, and his praise always. Hallelujah! And I thank you all again for listening. I thank the Most High for every ear He brings near.